Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Benke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, November 15th, 2007, is a closer look at the good old-fashioned butt-kicking the Packers put on the Minnesota Vikings, and look at a possible trap game against Carolina. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Moves in motion to the offensive backfield, far under center, on second and 10, toss Grant, big hole, right side, 25, 20, 15, 10, to the 5, to the end zone, for a rushing touchdown!
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football!
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Corey.
And today we'll revisit the annihilation of the Vikings, examine the job Mike McCarthy is doing 25 games into his tenure as head coach of the Green Bay Packers, and of course, take a look at the matchup with the Carolina Panthers. So let's get started.
Let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We got the good.
We got Mike McCarthy, Ryan Grant.
And Bob Sanders.
And for the bad, Aaron Rouse. Wrap up, buddy. Al Harris, you simply cannot get beat by Robert Ferguson. I refuse to believe it. And John Ryan, please, please, please stop kicking the ball into the end zone.
Although I would say the bad is Brad Childress and the ugly is Brad Childress, but would be the Minnesota Vikings as a whole, as a team.
I would agree with you, but I just love putting Brad. This is the last chance I'll get this season to put him there. So
it's true.
The ugly this week,
Brad Childress.
He is an ugly individual. He's major dad.
He's not ready for HD.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we won't go down that road, but wow. Yeah, he is an ugly individual.
I'm really glad he's not our coach.
I'm more than glad. I'm ecstatic. And the fact that he was like one plane ride away from interviewing for the job and not having Mike McCarthy get
The Packers aren't good enough for
him. Scary. Oh, no.
They're not good enough for
him. Obviously, Minnesota has much better personnel.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the game.
They're more talented. Speaking of
Minnesota's look at the wide
receivers. Personnel. Yeah, look at the wide receiver. Robert Ferguson.
Robert Ferguson was their best offensive threat other than a 50-yard screen pass in junk time by, what's his name, Chester Taylor. Give me a break.
And Adrian Peterson had some good runs in the beginning.
He had a good nice 11-yard burst, you know, whatever, but I'm sorry. They don't have a professional team.
Well, it's why we started with the Packers sweep. Hello, the Packers sweep to
Ladies
start
and gentlemen,
the show.
Can I just let you know that Corey Benke called me. Like he will call me like on occasion during the games. You know, it's rare because we're into the game.
Yeah.
You
know? When you go five wide, and Packers sweep, and you get a touchdown,
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
All of a sudden, the phone rings, and my wife is like, "It's Corey. He's saying something about a Packers sweep. I don't know what that is." In the alley. I mean, literally, Corey gets on the phone, completely excited, and says, "Did we just see the Packers sweep? Was that a Packers sweep?"
He was so excited. I've been talking junk about Corey Hall since training camp.
You have been decrying the fact that he played defense in college.
I've seen his highlight film now.
You've seen the
He
put
He's
a sick,
growing.
Sick block on EJ Henderson.
He opened
on
up that
sweep.
Entire
he did. He
play.
Did. What was great is that Wells and Tauscher are out there.
Nobody
they didn't
to
hit
block.
A person. They didn't hit a soul. Tauscher literally pulled to the right and went all the way to the sideline and had nothing to do.
So it was in crazy. Continuing with the theme of old and new, so the Packers sweep, of course, has been around.
It's a state.
It's as old as the Packers
itself.
It's
as old as the Packer lore exists.
It's true.
It's like
we've
mythos.
Got the old here, in this case, would be Robert Ferguson. And
the old trash.
We've got the old trash, it's true. And we've got the new with A.J. Hawk. So I want you to hear a little audio play. This is 4th and 10 against Vikings. Oh, by the way, the Vikings are 0-8 on third
down.
They
were 0-8 for third downs.
And 0-3 on fourth downs. And this is one of them.
Facing 4th down and 10 to the Packers, 26. Tight slot right. Stack to the left. Snap to Bollinger in the shotgun. Has time. Looking. Throws the crossing pattern right side. He's got Ferguson, who's hit by Hawk. And down he goes, far short of the first down.
That should be that could be the slogan of Robert Ferguson's career.
What's that?
That he's far short of the first down.
Heck, that could be the whole Minnesota team.
Oh, yeah, it could.
For all I know.
You know who's far short of the first down?
Who's that?
Brad Childress.
Oh, he's far short of a whole lot. Let me tell you, major dad, mustache wearing.
Wow.
Sorry excuse for a head coach.
You know
Good
who's
Lord.
Not? You know who's not far short of the first down? Who's you know who's a guy who goes for it in the no man's land that only people who play Madden go for it?
Would that be Mike McCarthy?
Yes.
Love that.
I love
Loved
that.
Loved it. Opening
what
drive.
What is the point?
Fourth down.
What is the
care.
Point of punting
care.
There? What
There's
is the
no
point?
Point. No. There is no point. But you see it week after week after week in the NFL.
What?
No, finally McCarthy is getting some recognition for his, not only just for his coaching, but for his game planning. I mean, finally the national media giving him some love.
Yeah, well, they're
definitely
saying
getting
how he's
local
put
media.
So much tape. Harry Sidney was saying this, how
yeah,
there's
he's
freaking
so much tape
on this offense.
You can't do it.
What
I
do
mean,
you, how do you defend against
How do you even
it?
Begin to prepare? Because he shows you like 3-4 different new looks every single week. And of course,
and speaking of the new look.
Our favorite new look. Big Five.
The Big Five.
Loving me some Big Five.
Big Five. Interesting enough, you go back to the McCarthy eras and go back to Carolina. And
The Sherman days.
Right,
go back,
you go back to the Sherman days.
Go back to our favorite.
Against Carolina.
Right.
Especially against Carolina. We used to do this all the time.
Absolutely.
Jumbo formation. You got the Kevin Berry U71 package, which is the exact opposite
Completely
of the 5-wide.
Inverted.
Although,
Love
I
it.
Do think if Junius Costin comes back.
Right.
You could be seeing the jumbo again.
Maybe you could see him back to back.
Wow. Don't.
You can see some U71.
I'm getting too excited to do this podcast right now.
And some Big Five right afterwards.
I'm getting way too excited to do this podcast right now.
I'm telling you, like the defense would be running around like an ant colony.
The entire,
ridiculous.
All 11 players on the defense would have to be turned over.
Coach, what we do? Oh, time out. They'd use all three timeouts in like two plays.
They'd do what the Vikings did against our Big Five.
Exactly.
And speaking of Big Five, okay, apparently, according to our friend Rob Domofsky over at the Green Bay Press Gazette,
Rob Domofsky,
PackersNews.com, who also said that Greg Jennings only had one drop in the game in his Packer Insider.
That's not true.
And it's not true. Greg Jennings had two. And don't even try to tell me that Brett Favre overthrew him because
I threw his hands.
I went back to the tape.
No.
I looked at the tape.
It's a drop.
It's a drop.
See, that's the difference. That's the difference between watching and then just going off the stats. Because it is an unofficial stat. So obviously he just looked at the stats and that was it.
Anyway.
But he had two drops.
This is a quote, okay? This is Rob Domofsky of the Green Bay Packers Press Gazette.
He gets paid to do this.
Yeah. There are disadvantages to using Big Five. Oh, okay. The most obvious is without a running back in the game, there's no way to disguise whether the play is a run or pass.
All right. He did say that was the most obvious way.
It's true. He continues.
He should have stopped.
Unfortunately. Pass protection also could be an issue. Why, Rob? The Vikings tried to blitz once against it, sending five defenders after the quarterback. Linebacker E.J. Henderson nearly got to Favre, who quickly dumped the ball over the middle to Robinson for the 9-yard gain. Okay. A 9-yard gain... is a disadvantage?
No. See, what he should have wrote right there, and this could have ended all debate, is, however, the Packers' superior personnel pretty much renders this point moot.
First off, the Packers have the best five wide receivers in football, okay?
In the NFL.
Let me
get
you started. We got Ruvell Martin.
Hello.
Corin Robinson.
How you doing?
Greg Jennings.
That's what I'm talking
James
about.
James Jones.
Speak to me.
Donald Driver.
Hello, Double D.
Okay. There is not a defense on the face of the earth that can beat those five receivers.
I could not agree with you more. In fact, wait. No, I'm wrong.
Oh, wait. Don't you have a counter argument?
I have one counter argument to that, and here it is. That's right. There is none.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, who are you going to run? Most teams don't even have a decent number three corner.
Much
less a number four or five.
Yeah, look at any team. Most teams, they're trying to get their third receiver on a matchup, okay? Who? Look at James Jones. Look at the runs after a catch.
Yeah.
We have 1,300 yards, and number two is like 11. It's New England with
New England with like 300 less.
And then,
it's like ridiculous.
And then it's the average is
820. Like 8-something. Yeah. 820.
What?
We're like almost double what normal teams do.
I mean, and I've said this before. I know you were saying I was on crack when I talked about Corin Robinson trying to beat Donald Driver.
Donald Driver is on crack. However, beating like James Jones.
What I was saying was
that's only like doing some weird.
It only goes up from here, barring injury.
Of course.
If Corin Robinson starts to beat and he is able to compete, even if he's able to compete with Greg Jennings, this team goes from being 8-1 to just being ridiculously good.
I mean, some may argue they already are.
I'm not saying they're not.
I understand what you're saying.
It's that whole room for improvement thing.
If you look at it, Robinson led the team in catches. He tied with, I think, Morancy.
And that first down was ridiculous.
Oh, where he reached across in the opening drive going for it on fourth down. You know, it's true. And, you know, some fans wanted to say that, you know, Robinson, the whole thing, like who's going to be activated, who's going to be deactivated. It doesn't matter. You know, you got five guys. I mean, Martin's stepping it up on special teams.
Martin is stepping up. And McCarthy had a talk with him.
I know.
Where
he did.
Where
and he said, you got to step it up on special teams. And he has. I mean, I can understand where the fans are coming from. And speaking of fans. Ladies and gentlemen, you keep calling in, and we thank you for it.
A fellow Packer transplant, like ourselves.
We need to copyright that or something. Anyway, we have a fellow transplant, I believe, in St. Louis?
Yep. Yes? Wants to talk about the offensive line. Here he is.
Yeah, I'm a cheesehead transplant here in St. Louis, Missouri. Listen to you guys. Great show. I wanted to comment about the problems with the offensive line. There's just no way a team can continue to win with problems in the offensive line. Not that I want to say it because I love the Packers, but if they continue to have problems on that offensive line, we will slowly see an increase in the number of games they lose. Hopefully it'll be enough to get them into the playoffs. But I guarantee without solving those problems, there's no way they're going to go far and have any depth this postseason.
I will say that he obviously called before the Vikings game, but I still chose to play that audio because...
Yeah, we both thought... A couple of you called, and we appreciate the calls. Please keep calling. But this guy, he's astute.
I will say
that. He definitely had the point correct. Even in light of the fact that we dominated the number two rushing defense in the NFL.
When Alphonso Boone owns you. Okay,
as he
there's
did
this
Mr.
word
Darren
in
Collins.
Halo. It's you're owned. I just owned you. Okay,
yeah,
when Alphonso Boone owns you,
you got problems.
You need more than one game, even though it's the second best rushing defense.
Right.
And you got to give some props to the offensive line against the Vikings because
you do because they're facing two of the best interior defensive linemen in the NFL. Who do they go against? The guards. So. Obviously, the guys had a decent game.
I thought everybody stepped up.
I want to see some consistency for the rest of the season.
And how much
which is why we played that clip.
How much of the way they played has to do with what McCarthy calls scheme.
A big part.
Big five. Big five. Power sweep.
I mean, that's a big
boom,
part.
Boom, boom, uppercut.
And people, that's the thing. You know, a lot of it is like, okay, Favre got the ball out to somebody, but if that's not Favre back there, is the offensive line play viewed as, you know, as good or even better? No. It's not because you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback back there, and they've got to improve every week. This week against the Vikings was a great first step. They've got to get better. I think it helps that they got Ryan Grant back there.
Yeah.
I think they finally found a back that fits their system.
Yeah.
Who's not dancing
and
back there.
And he runs people
or
over.
Or running into offensive linemen's backs.
He makes DBs. He runs them over.
He does. He does. And he runs out of arm tackles, which is something Jackson wasn't doing. And Morancy seems to have just lost his second gear. So I think Ryan Grant, and hey, Ryan Grant, congratulations. First NFL touchdown. I mean, well done.
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about. And he did it on a Packer sweep.
Wow.
God bless him. I mean, he did. And you know who else had a first this weekend?
Who's that?
This past weekend? Mr. Ruvell Martin had his first two-touchdown game.
Yeah, I enjoyed the Lambo leaps from all the rookies / new players.
Oh, no. The Lambo creep made an appearance.
Oh, no. Are we talking
this
about that?
Poor guy. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think anybody saw that.
I don't think anybody on Earth saw that live. However.
No, I didn't.
Rich Eisen pointed it out on NFL Network.
Yeah, they were all excited about it.
This poor guy grabbed Ruvell Martin in a less than appropriate spot.
Yeah.
During his Lambo leap. And apparently, Ruvell Martin got a text from his brother after the game. And now all week he's been having to hear it. Donald Driver said they've been writing mercilessly about this. And some Milwaukee television station was like on the hunt. And they've identified the guy, but he doesn't want to come forward
and be
interviewed.
He's ashamed.
Because he doesn't want the players to stop doing the Lambo leap.
Because
I bet he doesn't.
Actually, I just went outside and checked my text messages, and my brother sent me a text message of some clip that said, fan grabs Martin's crotch or something like that. And from the picture, he's got a good handful there.
But, yeah, he does.
I think he just had my pants, so it wasn't too bad.
Thank you, nameless fan,
nameless
for
fan.
Ending the Lambo leap.
The
as
Lambo
we know
creep
it.
Has put an end to the Lambo leap. I hope not.
Well, talking about Lambo.
Lambo.
I don't have a chance to be the Lambo creep because I don't have actually end zone tickets.
But, ladies and gentlemen, Corey Banky will be in Lambo Field this weekend.
I'm going to be handing out, for free, yellow Cheesehead TV footballs.
So, if you see a gentleman handing out
I wouldn't
yellow
go that
footballs,
far, but
please come up and say hello, yeah, introduce yourself.
If somebody goes... You do the Packer Transplants podcast, I'm going to faint.
No, they will. I mean, we've got, what, 5 listeners? Maybe 6?
We have a little more than 5.
All right, I'll say 10. Double digits, at least. Okay, we've got 10 listeners. One of them is in Australia, so we'll say 9 listeners who could possibly be at the game. Wait, and one of those is, like, in Washington State. So we've got 8 listeners.
It's true.
Who could possibly be at the game. So if you're at the game... And you see somebody handing out little yellow footballs.
Yeah, and I'll probably have makeup on, too.
That is Corey
I'll
does.
Probably look
he does
like
it
a
up.
Freak show.
He does it up. I like to go, like, retro, like, yeah, old school, like, classic Packer stuff.
I like to go freak
Acme
show.
Packers.
Because let
he
me tell you.
He likes to go, like, green gold, like, to the T.
The people
it's
that
great.
Sit
it's
on
really
the 50-yard line in my grandfather's seats,
right.
The people that sit there, yeah, it's like they didn't come to see the game.
Right.
It's as if... Their seats are really in their living room, and they're in
and
a
just,
couch. They don't
yeah,
even
exactly.
stand up. If you yeah. stand up when the Packers score a touchdown,
right.
they get mad at you.
Oh, that's really old school.
Yeah.
That's some really old
it's,
school.
It's so old
those,
school.
They're
that
waiting
I,
for those seats to turn a generation, I think. Oh, my
well,
goodness.
Well, maybe they have. I'm kind of interested to see, because I went
we
last year.
That's right,
but
that's right.
Every year I go at least right. once to a Lambo game.
Right.
But it's my girlfriend's first time ever in Lambo
right,
Field.
Rachel,
I'm excited about it.
There we
and
go.
Speaking
very
of a
good.
Return to Lambo, Nile Diggs, Mike Wall, and...
Marquardt Manuel.
Oh,
back
no.
Back to Lambo.
I had sort of forgotten about him.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah,
no,
not really.
Not
I
really.
Wish we still had Mike Wall.
Don't we all?
Nile
but
Diggs.
Not at the price he got paid.
I was thinking about Nile Diggs, and I was going, you know, Nile Diggs was from a time when somebody made an open field tackle like himself.
At the linebacker position.
You
right,
were
right.
all like, oh, what a play! Wow, we made an open field tackle.
And now we kind of take it for granted.
It's true.
We kind of see
now
AJ Hawk
Brady
Kupinga like, yeah,
needs
that's
help
what
from
a linebacker
Atari Bigby. We get
right.
mad at him.
But it's great, though, because you see A.J. Hawk making these open field tackles, and you're like, yep, that's what a linebacker should do.
Yeah.
But back then, it was like, oh, my God, yeah. what a play.
The Carolina Panthers oh. are no joke.
I, you know
they
what?
Don't have a quarterback.
They are a joke at the quarterback position.
But
however.
From a personnel standpoint.
I don't think so. Although, Steve Smith has not practiced this week. And if he doesn't play,
yeah.
game over.
Yeah.
However, you're right. They are no joke. Julius Peppers is a sleeping giant.
Oh, yeah.
And
don't get him started.
Don't get him started.
Because not only
and
will your
Mark
quarterback
Kauscher
be on his
play.
Butt, but he will get a fumble. He'll get a blocked
he'll pick
interception.
A pass off.
Yeah.
He'll block a field goal. I mean, do not. I don't let this be the game where he explodes.
And Steve Smith is dangerous, and he's very hard receiver to bump.
Absolutely. And Vinny Testaverde has got the arm to get it to him. I mean, he can get it to him deep. I mean, Testaverde has no touch.
He's
44
old.
Years old. He can't move in the pocket.
He's
but
old.
He can throw a bomb.
He's old.
And if Steve Smith can do one thing,
old.
It's go deep. He's very old. Hey, Favre's not far behind him.
It's true. Right?
Favre's not,
yeah, yeah. I didn't
Favre's
want to say
38.
It, but the whole 82
Testaverde
years old.
Is 44.
You got two quarterbacks that
combined
are...
Combined for 82. We got some cocoon action going
I
on.
I hear you,
there.
But here it is. Look, we have got... To not smell the roses.
That's right. Don't look past the
We
game.
Need to listen to Mike, and here's what he has to say.
I think it's human nature. When people are throwing you flowers and saying a lot of nice things, you can kind of take a step back and have an attitude of trying to smell the roses. You know, the roses, in my opinion, don't come till after Glendale, Arizona.
That's
and,
right.
And that's been our outlook since day one.
That's perfectly stated, Mike. Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants.
See you in Lambo.
That's right. Look for Corey at Lambo passing out those footballs. Call our voicemail at 646-797-2909. Tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.